Welcome. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives they genuinely love. I'm Liz Marquardt. I am a certified career and life coach, and my passion is guiding others to find and live theirs. I recently attended a Dr. Joe Dispenza retreat in Cancun, Mexico, with about 17 other individuals to learn more about and to experience the benefits of neuroscience and manifestation and meditation. And as a career and a life coach and someone who wholeheartedly practices what I preach, I have always been extremely curious to understand how the law of attraction and manifestation works. It was simply not enough for me to believe that what you think creates what you experience, although I've seen evidence of it infinitely throughout my practice and in my own life, that it's true. I needed some concrete scientific evidence and proof that would help me to understand why. And although neuroscience and quantum physics isn't necessarily easy for me to understand, Dr. Joe Dispenza is the first neuroscientist who could explain it to me in a way that feels clear, it feels reasonable, it feels understandable, and there's proof to back it up. So my goals in attending the retreat were met beyond my expectations. One of the practices we often indulged in was to do meditation for the whole 7 days that we were there. And very simply put, meditation allows your brain waves to slow down so that you not only feel more relaxed, but you're also better able to notice the thoughts that you are thinking. Most of us aren't even aware of what we're thinking. And when you notice you are thinking something that is limiting your life, for example, I'll never be able to earn that much money, I'll never be able to have that lifestyle, I'll never be able to lose that weight, etc. When you notice what you're thinking, you can change your thinking to what it is that you truly do desire for yourself. And with continued awareness and practice, your results will change. It takes time and it takes effort, but it genuinely works for scientific reasons and not just woo-woo reasons. So while I was at the retreat, I had the pleasure to learn about a gentleman who had taken the findings and practices of this neuroscience to use it in a way to enhance the life of not only himself, but of others in very meaningful and impactful ways. My guest today is that gentleman. His name is Rob Davis, and he is the founder of the Compassionate Warrior Foundation. The Compassionate Warrior Foundation was created to have a direct and positive impact on a veteran's ability to survive and thrive post-military service. We're going to go to break, and when we return, Rob will join us and tell us how his journey unfolded in doing this impactful work for himself and for other veterans. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Another great year has come and gone here at the Pondere Winery, and as we wish a happy new year to all, we want to invite everyone to come and celebrate with a pizza and a tasty bottle of rosé, January's wine of the month. Our tasting room is also a great place to meet up with friends after a nice day on the mountain. We have music every Friday and Saturday evening, along with January's featured artwork produced by Betty Billups. We're open Tuesday through Saturday, 12 to 8, so come see us at 301 Cedar in downtown Sandpoint, where relaxing and having a good time are strongly encouraged. The Pondere Winery, a Sandpoint institution since 1995.
Selkirk's Pondere Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. Hop on the spot stop nearest you. Hours are 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. with 40 stops 7 days per week serving Dover, Sandpoint, Kootenai, and Pondere. The map, schedule, and live bus tracking is available at spotbus.org. They are following FTA cleaning guidelines, keeping spot passengers and drivers safe. Again, visit spotbus.org to see spot schedules, map, and bus tracker. Selkirk's Pondere Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. See you on spot.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, save time, shop online, and pick up your items at the store or have them delivered to your home. It's easy and convenient. Go to superonefoods.net and select your items. Then set the time to pick up your groceries in one of the reserved parking spaces at the store or have them delivered. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring. Great jobs with some positions starting at $18 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
When it comes to a P1FCU personal signature loan, we're all about understanding what makes you, well, you. We can help you finance your education, that big move, or even your next big adventure. You have your reason. We have your loan. Get started today at p1fcu.org/you. P1FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938. All loans are subject to P1FCU membership, credit approval, and other underwriting criteria.
Being a teenager is tough. There's the constant pressure to be liked.
Endless worrying about college.
Cyberbullying, high expectations, all the negativity.
There's no question. Being a teenager is tough. And what do Idaho's teens do when they want to block out the noise and clear their head?
We play! Yeah!
Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of all.
High school sports are fun.
Not just fun.
They're a lot of fun.
Encourage your teenagers to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school. They'll stress less and smile more. And they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future.
This message presented by the Idaho High School Activities Association and the Idaho Athletic Administrators Association.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have had the courage and have taken the risks to do work and to live lives they genuinely love. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lisa Marquardt, and I'm a certified career and life coach. My passion is guiding others to find and live theirs. My guest today is Rob Davis. I had the pleasure of learning about Rob and his program while recently attending a week-long retreat with Joe Dispenza in Cancun, Mexico, and Rob is the founder of the Compassionate Warrior Foundation. Rob and his foundation are creating ways through a comprehensive, holistic-based approach to serve combat veterans and post-traumatic growth. And I so love that he has had the courage and taken the risks to do so. Welcome, Rob. So happy to have you on the show.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. Really happy to be here. How are you?
Good. I'm great. We're just enjoying an abundance of snow, which is quiet and peaceful and kind of a big contrast to being in Cancun, but love it.
Yeah, I'm not seeing much of that snow in Tampa, so I have a little bit of abundance heavy. Not too much.
Well, I'm so happy you could be on the show today because I do think that the work you're doing is got such far-reaching benefits and impacts for others who have experienced the trauma of combat and war. And I'm so excited to hear how your whole story unfolds, because sometimes I like to keep it a mystery for me. So it's, kind of a surprise as well. And so let's just back up a little bit. And where did all of this begin for you? Where did this journey start?
So I probably could talk to you for hours and hours and hours, so I'm going to give you the abridged version.
Sure. Right?
I was in the military for 24 years. I did Navy Special Operations, which is explosive ordnance disposal. And at the end of 24 years, I knew that I wanted to do something different, something to help people heal, because you get pretty beat up, especially for 24 years. I mean, it's a career. It's a very hard career. And I went to acupuncture school, and then I was rear-ended by a driver under the influence, and I couldn't stay in school. And so I had to do a lot of thinking, and what came to mind is the current situation for veterans' health care was to take care of symptoms. And I looked at it and said, well, I think I have to do something different. I don't want my symptoms to be taken care of. I want to know what it feels like to be whole. Mm-hmm. I want to actually look at the root cause of why I've been in pain for the last decade. Why do I have all these other issues that are going on besides, physical impact?
Sure.
Why can't the powers that be look at what I'm looking at? So I sold almost everything I owned, and I went on a trip to find out not just how to heal myself, but how do I deliver this to other people? And that took me to an ashram where I became a yoga teacher. And I knew that wasn't enough. While I was there, I was teaching myself how to sleep as an adult because we have problems with sleeping. So I was learning this, studying sleep. I went to India, made a couple months of Panchkarma in India. And that was en route to my primary destination, which was China. And I lived on the side of a mountain with an old Kung Fu master for 2 years, learning how to heal my body through Qigong, Tai Chi, meditation. And that was, I just immersed myself into that life. And when I finally felt pain start to leave my body, it was unfamiliar. I thought I was getting sick. And in fact, I was actually getting healthy. And when I realized what was going on, I said, well, I'm going to stay here a lot longer. I'm going to stay as long as it takes to be able to create a program for veterans and their families.
Wow.
I wanted to be able to deliver to them in a quicker package, in a shorter time frame. I wanted to deliver to them what I was learning. So the whole journey took me from an ashram to India to China, advanced studies in Europe, plant medicine in the Peruvian Amazon, and back eventually to the United States, where I did advanced medical Qigong studies. And I was going to start this program later on. I was going to wait till I got settled, a little more established, but the need was so great that I took the program that I created on the mountain back in 2017, and I launched it this year. And the program, I want to definitely highlight, the program's not just for the veteran.
Okay.
It's for the veteran and their family.
Right.
And one of the things that I was seeing, and a lot of people that look at medicine one of two ways. They can look at it as a disease-based model or a wellness-based model. And one of the things I was seeing is a lot of people will look at the disease-based model and they shrug off the wellness-based model. And the wellness-based model is what I pursue and I promote. It's solution-centric. We look at the solution. And you can have unlimited wellness. You can always work towards that end, towards that goal.
Right.
And that's a very important differentiation, because as I was on the mountain saying, well, what does one look like? I had a whole piece of vinyl and a dry erase marker, and I would draw this circle. You know, like, what are the elements that we're missing? What are the elements that maybe aren't popular? They're not sexy enough. We don't need that. That's not cool.
Right.
Whatever it might be. And I started saying, well, what do we really need? And I would kind of practice them, and I would do research. And that's where this model came from. It's something that I lived. What I realized also is you can't have a singular tool and expect to have amazing results.
Right.
I threw every tool that I could find at it at the same time. And that's where I started seeing results. Yoga's great. We love yoga. Yoga by itself wasn't enough to stop a decade of chronic pain. Love Qigong. Qigong by itself isn't enough. And same with nutrition. And nutrition's great, but again, it, by itself, it's not enough. So I said, well, I need to start combining these. And when I combined them all is when I felt well. I started to feel whole. The pain went away. It doesn't mean I have less wear and tear. That's always going to be there. But I have a maintenance program that's sustainable, easily repeatable. And this is what I brought back to the United States.
That's so amazing. And so then how has your body changed? You said that, you know, that you've incorporated all these different practices. So taking from where you started to where you are now, what changes has your body experienced based on what you have applied from your learnings in your practices?
Yeah. So my physical body had multiple injuries. And what I'll say is a lot of the things, a lot of the symptoms went away. They still require maintenance. So I'm just going to say that up front, because people are like, oh, you cured X, Y, and Z. And I want people to realize,
right,
you have to, when you finally start to feel whole, you have to continue that. And I say this because people are like, they'll start these programs, they'll start feeling really well, and then they'll quit. You just have to continue maintenance. We don't stop changing the oil in our car after the first oil change, like, wow, she's purring like a pig. She sounds good. Let's not do maintenance. I mean, that's that wouldn't make a lot of sense.
Right.
So for our bodies, we have to continue the maintenance. So I always like to just get that out of the way. But what difference did I notice? We'll go with sleep. And if someone out there, anyone who's listening, has had trauma and say, well, I don't sleep right anymore.
Right.
Or, you know, whether it's a first responder, a veteran, family member, anyone who's seen violence, everybody experiences trauma and acts and reacts differently. I couldn't sleep. And I knew that if I can't sleep, I can't heal. I addressed that firstly. And then I have a nice, and it's a program that I teach to the people in the Compassionate Warrior Foundation. I teach the family members. I teach everybody in the house the rules of sleep, my rules of sleep. And if everybody understands this is what happens when you can't sleep, and this is what happens when you sleep, and this is how you get to sleep, and the importance of consistency, then they all start to do it at the same time, and change starts to happen. So that was the first thing.
Okay, so can you give us some examples of what that would look like for an individual and a family?
Yeah. So when I teach the sleep module to the family, I start out by talking about the importance of sleep, how it affects things. You can start to have cardiac issues even if you're not sleeping well. That's where some people will end up on a sleep apnea machine to make sure they're sleeping well, breathing well. So you can have long-term fatigue. You can have emotional outbursts. It'll degrade your ability to heal. There's lots of issues with that. It makes it harder for you to process information that's coming if you're in a constant state of exhaustion.
Right.
So we talk a little bit about why is it important. And then I start to give tools. I start to talk about how electronics affect you. I don't bring my cell phone into the bedroom. I don't have anything in my bedroom that transmits and receives a radio signal.
Right.
I just don't. There's something that happens is you get addicted to your cell phone. You get addicted
yes.
to Facebook. And if you wake up in the middle of the night and you've got your electronics there, you're going to wake up and go, oh, I wonder, 2 o'clock in the morning, I wonder if anybody has left me a message. Not that they're going to respond to it, but you still want to check it, right?
Yes, that's absolutely true. I think everybody does that, or a lot of people do anyway, yes.
It's an addiction.
Yeah.
And so what's going to happen is now you're awake. Waking up is not unheard of. The cavemen, and you know, they would wake up, they check the fire, everything's all right. You know, we're not going to get eaten tonight. Life is good, and they would drift back off to sleep. They didn't fully activate. They didn't go into the beta wave brain waves. They're just kind of half asleep. Everything's all right. Go back to bed. Well, this is what we used to do before cell phone, but now we have cell phones and social media, and people will actually wake up. So if you're already having sleep issues, one of the worst things you can do is have a cell phone in your bedroom.
Yep. I've heard that across the board from a lot of different representations, for sure.
That's one of the first things I talk about. I talk about sleep hygiene in general. So noise. What is making noise that you can take care of and correct? You know, maybe it's a gate that's slamming that your neighbor has. Well, maybe, I can't stop the neighbor's gate from slamming, but I can turn on a fan. It's on a timer in my room, so that provides me a little bit of white noise or background noise. Or maybe you're the kind of person who listens to, who goes to sleep with a radio on. It's not necessarily going to help you get quality sleep. Light interference, that's a big one. Your room should be as dark as a cave. When you lay down at night, stick your hand out in front of you. If you can see your fingers wiggling, it's too light. We have a lot of things charging, right? A lot of LEDs, that power adapter's working. Put just a little piece of tape over it and you're good. Or if you're traveling, you'll get light that comes underneath the door at the hotel. Throw a towel underneath it.
Right.
The more that you kill that light, the better. Because that's what's going to wake us up. The light is going to send a message to our brain. It's going to say, hey, it's time to wake up. And then we're going to turn off our melatonin production and we'll be awake. So I talk a little bit about that stuff.
Good.
I talk about tools. When you wake up in the middle of the night, let's say you don't drift off. Worst thing to do is stay there and play on your phone. We already talked about that.
Right.
But you can get up, move, get out of the bedroom, go sit down, find a book that's not too interesting. Don't turn on all the lights. Don't become active. Don't go grab a soda, please. But you don't want to fully awake. But say, okay, I am awake. Let me start to read something. Old-fashioned book. Find one until you start to lull yourself off to sleep. And the biggest thing is consistency. There's so many people that I talk to that have given up consistency in their routine. They are done with the military. they could have an actual routine for the first time in their life, and they don't know how to embrace it.
Right.
And it's not comfortable. Change isn't comfortable. But if you sit down and you write a priority list, what do I want in my life? It's very easy to see that your wants are going to be way more powerful and have more weight than these things you no longer want. You know, staying up till 3 o'clock, what did that give me? Well, it didn't actually give me anything. I didn't get quality time on the computer. I was, you know, just randomly surfing how other people are doing in their lives. I was looking at other people's Instagram pictures, which, well, we don't know if that's a great representation of the real world or not. But they had no quality from those things that kept them up till 3 in the morning.
Right.
And then you weigh that against the quality of going to bed at, you know, go to bed before 10 o'clock. If you go to bed before 10 o'clock, the quality of the sleep is almost double of the sleep that you get after midnight. This is what research tells us. So you want to go to bed early, go to bed by 10. And then you're more productive. You can think more clearly. Your interactions with people around you are of a higher quality. You can make better decisions. You can make decisions more quickly. So that's why I talk about the sleep hygiene piece.
Love that. And it's great because it's not taking a little pill that's going to help you. And, you know, all the people that take Ambien and, you know, go reaching for something like that, those are some pretty simple strategies that sound like they would not be too hard to employ. And, you know, and I think that that's kind of the science that's coming out from other resources as well. So good that you're getting out there and getting that message too. Unfortunately, it's already time to go to a break, but I can't wait to get back and we can learn more about what you're doing, and we'll be right back, so stay tuned.
Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet has added ReadyWise Survival and Emergency Foods to their line of food and storage supplies. They also feature preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, plus ammo and knives. And, of course, Grunberg Sloss carries U.S. and world coins, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5, located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet.
You win when you work at Coeur d'Alene Casino. We're hiring across all departments at our premier casino resort in Worley, Idaho. Our team members enjoy competitive wages and great benefits, including 100% paid medical, vision, and dental, free meals during work shifts, paid time off, holiday bonuses, 401k, wellness programs, and more. Visit cdacasino.com to apply today. Coeur d'Alene Casino, welcome home.
These days, it's okay to feel anxious, stressed, and fatigued. It's also okay to ask for help. If you work or live in Idaho, call 866-536-0239 or visit healthandwelfare.idaho.gov/frontlineworkers for free COVID-19 counseling assistance. You're there for us. That's why we're here for you.
Why does Walgreens offer copays as low as $0 and 90-day refills? Because we care about Medicare, so you don't have to. I mean, do you really care to hear me go on about same-day prescription delivery making your life easier? Or how there's a pharmacy expert available 24/7 and one-click refills? Well, I just did anyways. Fill your Medicare prescriptions with Walgreens and save.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Restrictions apply. See walgreens.com/medicare for complete details.
I'm Tiffany. I have some tips for you on how to quit smoking like I did. First, I did some reading about it. I found a lot of great advice on how to quit smoking and picked out the ways I thought would work best for me. I started by setting a quit date. Then I threw out my ashtrays, lighters, and matches. I did other things too, like exercising more, and it worked. But I'd still get cravings, especially on long car rides. To help me with that, I put a picture of my mother in my car. She died of lung cancer from smoking cigarettes when I was only 16. Now I have a 16-year-old daughter. That picture of my mother reminds me that I don't want to miss all the things my daughter is going to do in her life, including turning 17.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have had the courage and are taking the risks to do work and live lives they genuinely love. I'm Lisa Marquardt. I am a certified career and life coach. My guest today is Rob Davis, and Rob is the founder of the Compassionate Warrior Foundation, where he and his foundation are creating ways through a comprehensive and holistic-based approach to serve combat veterans and their families. And we were just talking about one of the simple strategies that Rob is employing in his program is to facilitate sleep, which is a common problem with some of the vets that he's working with. So, Rob, what other components do you have in your program that are a benefit to working with that population?
Yeah, I'd love to expand more on it because sleep is just one element for a six-month program. It's a one-hour course. I teach it. And we touch on it again and again and again. But that's a very small element.
But with big impact, however. Yeah.
Huge impact.
Yes, for everybody. Impact. Yeah.
And that's the thing that I get the calls, I get the text message like, oh my goodness, I can't believe what a difference that little trick made
nice.
My life.
Nice.
But we look for the big ones at the beginning, things that take a little longer to do. So we start out with holistic diagnostic nutrition, your second brain, your gut. Mm. It's extremely important. And if you don't have your gut straight, if your gut health isn't there, it's going to create a lot of problems. So that's the first thing we look at. And it's not covered by the Veterans Administration or most people's private insurance.
Right.
So we take care of that's the very first thing. We do an analysis to see what's going on internally. You know, do you have adrenal fatigue, or there's a whole host of things I don't really want to get into because limited time.
Sure.
But we identify what's going on with your gut and what is working and what is not working. Because if your stomach and your gut not producing serotonin, you're going to have difficulty with things that could look symptomatically similar to other problems. So we address that, and it takes time. It takes time to identify things and to change your diet to give you the right component to bring the things that aren't functioning right back in line. So we do that first. We also teach this course called NeuroChange Solutions, Change Your Mind, Create New Results. It is the model of changing from the inside out.
Right.
The model that teaches people, and I teach it to everybody in the family, teaches them how to go from living in survival, living in stress, to living in a collaborative, calm world. A lot of people, when you finish up your time in the military, you're running at a very high level. You have a looped thought, thinking, feeling, feeling, thinking, feeling. And you can't quite turn that noise off.
Hmm.
And a lot of people are asking, like, oh, well, how can I change? I want to be happy, but I don't know how to be happy because I'm always thinking about the same thing again and again and again and taking up so much energy.
So let me ask you a question, just because I've not been in the military and I don't have a lot of family members or anyone that I've had really in-depth conversations. But so when you're getting ready to leave the military for whatever reason, is there any sort of an exit kind of strategy to facilitate things like that?
When I retired from the military at the end of 2014, the exit strategy was helping me figure out how to write resumes.
Mm-hmm.
There was not a strategy that said, hey, this is how it was for you before you joined the military.
Right.
This is how you turn on your parasympathetic nervous system. This is how you go back to a state where you're not stressed all the time, where you're not worried about time all the time, where every decision is a survival decision.
Right.
So there's not a program. At least when I retired, there was nothing like that.
Okay.
What I had is a lot of people trying to give me pharmaceuticals.
Sure.
Take care of symptoms. which all of that experience led me to where I am today.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And it's a very important program that we teach, 5 modules, and we explain the neuroscience of change. And then after we explain that, we give them 30 days of practicing again and again and again how to be more of who they want to be and how to be less of who they no longer need to be.
Right.
So some of these things, some of these feelings, people are able to identify. And I don't know, it may be anger, guilt, worry, doubt, regret. It could be anything. Everybody's so different. You know, everybody can have a different word that they're carrying.
Yeah, and everybody experiences that to one degree or another in their lives, so that's beneficial to everyone.
Absolutely. It's a great course. It's actually a corporate model that we teach in corporations, so that C-suite personalities and staff and workers can all interact in their environment and be more collaborative, more productive, more efficient. So I basically asked for permission to take this and offer it to veterans and their families. So that, and that's where that program comes from.
Right. So nice.
Yeah. And it follows up with a 30-day, every single day, 30 days of practicing. You get to rehearse being who you want to be. And because you've learned this with your family members, it's not like you learn something, like you use the word woo-woo. It's not like you learn something woo-woo. They sat right next to you in class, and they understand how that works. They understand your 3 brains. They understand brainwaves. They understand how to shift from survival into a relaxation mode.
Right.
So they're all there to support you. In addition to teaching that model, and you have that support network of your family, you have everybody in the cohort supporting you. You have mentors from previous classes supporting you. And I use coaches from the very beginning of the program, of a 6-month program, to the end. So you have a professional coach like you and myself,
right,
coaching the veteran. So if they're like, well, I'm not really feeling like it today, then as a coach, we can say, all right, well, what's causing the resistance? How do we overcome inertia? How can we look at this differently? So they've got 3 different, very powerful, very strong support networks working together through the whole program so that the veteran can achieve what he needs to achieve with his family.
And what a great tool for communication and, understanding individuals within that family, and not only to provide support, but just kind of knowing exactly who they are and what they want to become. I think that's one of the most beautiful things about it is that's a communication level that doesn't necessarily happen just in your average everyday life.
No, it doesn't. And we ask that question and say, all right, let's talk about what I call a value compass. What's your value? Not what was the military's value or your unit's value or the mission's value, your parents' value, your kids' value, your partner's value. What's your value?
Right.
And when you start to identify your values and you align yourself with your current values, whoever you are that moment in time, that day, you start to live within those values, you can start to heal. What I was seeing is a lot of people were living somebody else's values.
Absolutely.
How are you going to be motivated to do a mental rehearsal, to sit down for 20 minutes and listen to yourself and practice being the you want to be if the you that you're trying to be isn't aligned with who you actually want to be, if that makes sense?
Exactly.
So many people are trying to be somebody different, somebody that they don't want to be, and they wonder why they're having difficulty. So we have that conversation at the very beginning. And when you have an idea of the destination, that trip doesn't take near as long.
Right. And as I said at the top of the show, it's like there are so many limiting beliefs that we all have that get in the way that we're not even aware of. So being able to practice being who you want to become is a very refreshing, feel-good activity. And to be able to share that with a family is a beautiful thing.
Awareness is a word we use quite often.
Yeah.
And many people aren't aware. So then we do have this class that we teach the family And part of that is awareness. We're teaching many, many different models at the very beginning. Then we send them to an immersion event so they can immerse in wholeness. This last time, it was the same event you were at, with Dr. Joe Dispenza in Cancun. So they were able to be surrounded by like-minded people all looking for help and wholeness.
Yep.
They weren't with their veteran friends talking about where they deployed, who they saw, who they met. They were completely different people, and they were able to create a new community based off their new values. And they met new people. They created opportunity in that experience. And when they returned home, the people at home, they weren't surprised. They knew exactly what was going on with that person. So as the veteran begins to take flight, if we consider wellness and wholeness to be an elevating experience, their family was doing the same thing at the same time. So we don't create separation. We bring the family along with the veteran. We elevate them all at the same time. And they're all saying the same thing, the same language. So when they return home, there's nothing foreign there, which makes a stronger bond.
So love all of that. And we've got to go to another break, and so much more I want to ask you about this. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
As a member of the Sandpoint business community since 1963, Lighthouse Foods is a proud supporter of Bulldog Sports. Since the beginning, Lighthouse has been committed to investing in and having a positive impact on its employees and the communities in which it operates. Proud to be 100% employee-owned, Lighthouse has been named Best Workplace and Best Innovative Manufacturer in Bonner County. Interested in starting a new career? Go online to lighthousefoods.com for a list of current job openings.
Co-op Gas and Supply Company Incorporated is your locally owned propane, farm, home, and hardware store. We've been in business as a community cooperative for 87 continuous years, and we're proud to still be owned by the people who shop here. At this time of the year, we see how important local businesses are to the community, from bringing product from all over the world to your home to participating in fundraisers and community programs. And so we wish to thank you, our customers, for your membership and continued patronage, which makes serving our community possible. This is Kathy, along with George Haley, General Manager, our Board of Directors, and the entire co-op staff, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. We hope to see you again soon at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, where neighbors have been helping neighbors since 1934. 208-263-6820.
Shiloh Inns are open and ready to welcome you back. Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. While we practice social distancing, we're still always committed to providing clean, safe, comfortable rooms and friendly service. Shiloh hotel guests and employees deserve the peace of mind knowing that we are always focused on maintaining high standards of cleaning and safety practices. Our American spirit is alive and strong, and while we're all going through these unprecedented historical times, we can face these challenges together. Although we may wear face masks, there are no restrictions on still making travel memories for business or pleasure. So book your next stay with confidence by calling 1-800-222-2244 or visit our website at shilohinns.com. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence. American family owned and proud of it.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer may be yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated and it can last a lifetime. Living with a condition can sometimes be a challenge. It may take years to accept a formal diagnosis, and it's not always easy to find the right treatment plan. Did you know that up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental health condition that also requires a comprehensive approach to treatment? ADHD guidelines were recently updated to reflect the need to screen for associated disorders. Be sure to talk with your child's doctor about proper screening and visit moretoadhd.com for additional information. That's moretoadhd.com. This message has been brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who've had the courage and have taken the risks to do work and live lives they genuinely love. My guest today is Rob Davis, and he is the founder of the Compassionate Warrior Foundation. And Rob, gosh, you've already thrown out some great ideas and kind of shown a light on what some of the things that you are doing in Compass to kind of facilitate post-combat for veterans and their families. And since we only have a brief amount of time left, I just want to make sure that anyone who's listening that this might resonate with would know how they could get in touch with you, or if they might be someone that you could serve. Do you want to say a little bit about that?
No, absolutely, absolutely. I would love to talk about that. For me to help people, one of the biggest challenges is finding the funding to do that. So if people are interested in, and if they want to donate, or they know people who would be interested in supporting veterans and their families, they can go to our website. And it's TCWFC.org. Or if you just type in the Compassionate Warrior Foundation, and that'll bring you to our website. And at the bottom, there's a donate page. If you want to connect with me, I'm on LinkedIn. And if you just look up Robert-Davis-CW, it'll bring you to my LinkedIn profile, and you can see what else I do. You know, talk about living your dream, bringing this layered approach back to the United States. That's my dream. When I left the United States, I didn't know it was my dream. But as I was living it, it was all unfolding. I said, oh, yeah, this is what I want to do.
Love that.
So I get to do it for the nonprofit, and as well, I can offer this for other people, because it's not just veterans and their families.
Right.
We're looking for alternatives. We're looking for options. But those are the best ways to get in touch with me, get in touch with my organization. And I love talking to people. I have a lot of moving parts, and a lot of people are asking, hey, you know, what can I do? If you have a skill set and you're curious and you want to come on board, you know, just send me a message. But really right now, the biggest thing is we're a nonprofit that looks at the world differently. There's a lot of great organizations that exist.
Right.
And I looked at what already is in place for veterans, and I put a lot of effort into not replicating what exists. We're a wellness-based organization. We're a solution-based organization. And we also take care of the entire family for 6 months. When you want to change a habit, you know, people will argue it's 21 days, 27 days to create a new habit. We're looking at 6 months. The whole family, because we want to make a difference. We call it generational change.
Yep.
And it's generational change. Some of the people, their parents are in the program, and they were previous combat veterans. Other people are children in the program. Between 6 and 23-year-olds are the children that we serve already at the same time with the parents. So this is where we're going. This is what our program offers. And we're eager to offer it and grow and expand, but we're only limited to the donations we receive.
Sure. And then what kind of outcomes and successes have you seen so far with this work that you're doing?
When you look at the people that have gone through the program, you would not recognize them. The before and after pictures are so dramatically different. Mm-hmm. Our website's not fully completed, so we don't have all the testimonials that we've had already. We don't have the testimonials up and the pictures that are up. If you're a donor who's interested in becoming very involved, I can share that with you directly. Some of the spouses are very vocal about the changes that are happening in the family, the changes that are happening in the house. You know, one of them would get on the call and pop her head and say, oh my goodness, I just have to tell you, everything's better. Everything. Sleep's better. Communication's better. The way we look at money is better. We're like newlyweds again.
Oh, nice.
And you're like, wow, you know, people have known, you know, they've been together 20 plus years. You know, like everything. Okay, that's enough information for us.
Well, that sounds like a good testimonial right there. Definitely.
Yeah. And to say everything's better, it makes you wonder what state they were in before.
Right.
And one of the big things I talk about is love and opening your heart. Veterans have huge hearts because they serve people that they'll never meet.
Mm.
And through service, our hearts get protected. They get a shield around them, a bubble. And those hearts don't always open. We put a lot of effort into reopening those hearts. And when those hearts reopen, that loving, giving heart that's willing to sacrifice everything is extremely powerful. And it's making changes. It's changing culture.
Yeah, I love that. And so then, so the program that you have for veterans, is it the same that you use with business as well, or are they two separate ones?
Separate. Yeah, the nonprofit, the Compassion Warrior Foundation, the nonprofit is a 6-month program for the veteran and their family. And then me as a health and wellness coach, I have other things that I offer for the corporation or for private individuals. Some people, I have some clients that bring in their inner circle, and we'll do special events, private events. And I'll do the same layered approach. That's just, for me, it's what worked for me. I'm going to stick with it. This layered approach gives the quick results, long-term results, lasting results, and they're evidence-based. I did yoga. I did Taoist practices. I did a lot of different meditations, and the science-based approach is more appealing. I can wrap my head around it a little bit more easy,
yep.
More easily as a veteran. So that's kind of where I gravitate toward. And like I said, I'm trying not to replicate what already is in existence.
Right. And I think people need that science-based approach too. I mean, I think that's what will bring more people to the table when we have that evidence that we could put in front of them. And that's what I was so excited about by attending that retreat. So, and so happy that I got to meet you. And kind of in conclusion, because my passion is guiding others to find and live theirs, is this all unfolded because of a hardship in your life drove you to seek solutions and to grow in who you are and what you're doing to facilitate others' lives. And so if you had some advice for someone else who might be in a situation similar to where yours began, what advice would you have for them?
So if someone's going through hardships, my advice is pay attention to what you're already being given. And then start to evaluate, like we talked about, is it evidence-based? How much pharmaceuticals is too much? How well are they listening to you? Are they aware of everything that's going on in your life? And start looking at those things and say, what changes can I make incrementally?
Right.
Who's going to support me? If you want to change, it's going to be uncomfortable. Are you ready to be uncomfortable?
Yeah, that's true.
And that's where a lot of people, they fail. They'll try it once. They do it one day. They get uncomfortable. Like, whoa, I'm going to go back to that life that I'm addicted to that I don't really like,
yep.
Because my body's used to it. I don't know about this change.
Right.
So you want to change. And you want to have sustained change, long-term change, lasting change. You have to go in 100%, all in. The only thing you have to change is everything.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us, Rob. That's our show for today. Join me for my next show on February 2nd. In the meantime, remember, now is your life. Get out there and really live it.
K246CU, 1450KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400KSPT Sandpoint, and online at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
On Friday, but yeah. Really strong private pay.
Yeah, I'm glad you bring that up because I do think that the data that we get on Friday could be a change sentiment if it is as strong as we got out of some of those ADP numbers. All right, this isn't going to be a strong day, guys. I mean, we talk about the S&P.